Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Former State Senator Diane Wilkerson of Boston is facing up to 4 years in prison after pleading guilty in federal court yesterday to corruption charges. She admitted to 8 counts of taking cash bribes totaling $23,500. As part of a plea deal, the federal government dropped some 24 other charges, which could have brought a much harsher sentence had Wilkerson been convicted. WBUR's David Boeri was in federal court yesterday and has this report.
Do you have any problem understanding what the government is charging you with? Asked Judge Douglas Woodlock. No, I do not, replied Diane Wilkerson. She was sitting between her two lawyers. Behind her was a gallery crowded with ministers, her pastor, friends and family from Roxbury and Dorchester. In front of her was the federal judge who was about to hear her plead guilty. Despite her repeated and passionate prior insistence, she was innocent. What have you done for the last 5 to 10 years? The judge asked. Serving, Wilkerson began, as a public servant. Which was the rub, because in her 8th and final term as a state senator, she had been charged with what's called attempted extortion under color of official right, to wit, being a public official taking bribes.
Public service is a privilege, and voters and taxpayers expect that elected officials will do what's right for their constituents, not what is financially best for themselves.
That was then U.S. Attorney Michael Sullivan at the end of October 2008. After Wilkerson had been arrested and charged with taking $23,000 in bribes from a cooperating witness and an undercover FBI agent. Secret photos and video were devastating, showing her taking envelopes of $100 bills. And in the one image that hangs from her neck like a scarlet letter, she's stuffing the cash up her shirt. Comedian Jay Leno helped make it viral.
And the FBI has actual pictures of her stuffing the $23,000 in her bra. Isn't that great? Huh? Talk about putting together a campaign war chest. That's the way to do it. There you go. There you are.
Yesterday, the prosecutor laid out the evidence the government would have presented had Wilkerson gone to trial as scheduled later this month. 8 counts, each one with a maximum penalty of 20 years. 1 count for every bribe she took while under video and audio surveillance. In return, she was going to get a liquor license for a club called Deja Vu and push legislation to help a commercial development. But outside the court, her attorney and friend Max Stern, already focusing on the September sentencing date, alluded to the upside of Diane Wilkerson.
We are confident that when it comes to sentencing in this case, it will be the whole person who will be judged.
Wilkerson was a star, not only in Roxbury, but in the state Senate. Charismatic, a champion of civil rights and civil liberties, she was able to turn out crowds, get things done, as a black woman in a white chamber. And in Roxbury, this former teenage single mother could bring people from the 3rd floor down to the street to hug her, a week before she was arrested in 2008, a week before the election.
I'm doing fine. Let me come say hello.
But her arrest forced her out of the race. And yesterday, as a prosecutor listed the payments, the cash always coming in $100 bills, Wilkerson's face sagged, her hand under her chin, looking down, her eyes sometimes closed, sometimes looking up to the floral designed ceiling. You can cross-examine witnesses. You can put witnesses on your own behalf. You have the right to take the stand and tell your side of the story, said the judge. Do you understand that? I do understand that, Your Honor. Is that what happened? Asked the judge after the government's narrative about the extortion. There came a pause, and then, yes, Your Honor. She pled guilty. Sentencing was set for September. She left court the same way she entered, without a word to reporters. She left that for her attorney, Charles Ogletree.
The decision to enter this plea, though difficult, is best for my family and the community I care for so deeply. I would love nothing more than to tell the story. However, all my focus will be on preparing for the next phase of this process before the courts.
And if that sounds like something less than a plea of full responsibility, what Wilkerson admitted inside the court was more to the point. Now the defense campaign will turn to presenting the totality of Wilkerson's life in order to convince the judge to minimize her time in prison or avoid it altogether. Again, Charles Ogletree.
I think the city and the country will get a more and a greater appreciation of her complex and I would say celebrated life on September 20th.
Among the complexities, ethical lapses and financial irregularities that were never far away. She defaulted on her college loans, failed to file tax returns in the 1990s, violated probation, and flouted campaign finance laws. In court yesterday, she also acknowledged she'd taken bribes. For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.